Hello everybody, it's Adam Roxby here from Harwich Peninsula, Friends of the Earth, and you join me once again in my favourite area in Harwich, the Hangings. And it's been a little while since we did an update on the state of affairs down here in one of the most gorgeous places here in Harwich on the Essex coast. And I thought it was high time we did another update just to let you know how things were going. As you may be aware, Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth won a campaign to secure quite a considerable amount of money from the local council to invest in this popular destination to try and protect it for future generations. And we've been having meetings and discussions on how best to do that. And obviously we'll keep you fully informed and updated as and when decisions are made on that. But also we've been planning how to put to use some newfound resources to do some more litter picking in the area, because obviously litter is a constant and persistent problem which we are trying to get on top of. We're doing that with the help of local residents, members of the group, and also from the local Asda store. We're very lucky to have an Asda store with a community liaison manager who's very supportive in some of the things that we do. So I recently sent a message to you all about our success with the Bee Cause campaign. This is the campaign that many, many residents here in Harwich have been supporting, and also people in Manningtree. When we take our stall down to the co-op store in Manningtree, we had a lot of signatures there. So I also wanted to take the time, as I said in the last message, to thank the residents of Harwich and Manningtree and the surrounding area for their support. Because of your help, we managed to get a National Bee Action Plan announced by the government. Obviously, there's still more to do, but I'm still on a high from that amazing news and another well-earned success from Friends of the Earth, and also from thousands and thousands of people up and down the country. So really well done there. And also in the near future, I will be attending the Friends of the Earth annual gathering. This year it's called Base Camp. While I'm there, I hope to put the many gadgets and gizmos that I have to good use and really give you a sense of the amazing atmosphere that we get at these events. I'm also going to be doing a video on how to do mobile blogging. So if you are worried about the environment, and if you have a bit of a campaigning edge to you, and you feel like you want to get out there and start reporting on some of the things that you see, and you know some of the bad things that are happening, or some of the good things that are happening, then I'll be giving you a step-by-step video tutorial on how I go about doing all the videos, writing, and audio messages that I end up doing for a variety of different people. So stay tuned for that. Those updates are going to be coming from the 12th of July. Now, back to the Hangings, because as you may be able to hear, I'm having a little bit of trouble continuing my walk. That is because by the dog bin, if you're walking from the Lidl end, from the supermarket end, and you walk down to where the dog bins are and you've got the gate to allow you to continue onto the Hangings, there is an obstruction there, which is, it looks like a part of a tree or one of the big bushes has just fallen and almost completely obscured the pathway. Hopefully the council have been alerted and and will be on the case fairly soon to clear that, so people can continue to enjoy this beautiful area. As you can hear, we are really blessed with some of the wildlife and the birds, that it's a very relaxing area to come. And we obviously are aware that people with disabilities also use this area, so to have a clear and unobstructed pathway is obviously very important. And another little problem, unfortunately, is that we have seen a shopping trolley that has been pushed into the ditch along the Hangings. As you're walking down the path, on either side at some sections there is a ditch of still, very still water. And while it may just look like stagnant water to some, this is obviously a very important breeding area for insects and a very important habitat, I should say, for some of the biodiversity that we have in this area. So really shouldn't obviously be used as a refuge area, especially for things like cans and tins and petrol canisters I've seen, and also now the addition of this shopping trolley. But again, Friends of the Earth here in Harwich is committed to making this area pristine and trying to remove all of the detritus and the recyclable and non-recyclable waste that we find when we come and do our litter picks. And finally, as I walk up the big hill, so if you hear me become slightly out of breath, this is why. Part of the hangings features a large hill which allows you to look out over the railway track and further on over towards Bathside Bay. Again, the subject of another long-fought campaign from the local Friends of the Earth group here to try and stop this becoming a deep-sea container port. And the reason why I mention this big hill is because at the top of this hill, you may recall that I spoke about a wooden bench that had been the subject of an arson attack. Well, I am pleased to say, as I approach it now, that the bench has now been replaced, and no longer is it wooden, it appears to be metal, so hopefully reducing the possibility of another similar sort of attack. So that's pretty much the end of this message from the hangings. Just want to remind you, as always, to stay in touch. You know, Friends of the Earth, both locally and nationally, isn't able to achieve the many successes that we do have without the support and the participation of local residents such as yourselves. So if you do feel inspired to get active, to support your local group, either with your time or with whatever money that you can spare, then please do get in touch. You can find all of our details over on our website, and the address for that is harwichfoe.co.uk, or you can find us on Twitter, where we are at harwichfoe. Or if you want to become a member of the National Friends of the Earth group, then please visit www.foe.co.uk. And I just want to thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you all again, as always, really soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.